Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, August 3rd, 2026 edition. A couple of people asked me about the Michigan Supreme Court. They're not on the ballot for tomorrow. Both Republican-nominated and Democrat-nominated candidates will be done August 22nd at the state conventions. Judge Michael Warren is running for Supreme Court, and Northern Michigan Judge Cassandra Morris Bills. Morris, like Morris code, hyphenated name Bills. Warren and Bills. Just remember Warren Bank. Warren, Judge Warren, Bank for Bills. The reason they're not on the ballot tomorrow is it's a party primary election for elected office holders that is open to the general public for the primary election. The judges won't be nominated until the party state convention later this month. They will be on the ballot in November against the Democrat candidates. When it comes to November, folks, we're going to have Judge Michael Warren on the show. I'm going to reach out and have Judge Cassandra Morris Bills on the show. These are the people we want you to vote for in November for Michigan Supreme Court. Well, speaking of the Michigan Supreme Court, in a decision Friday, expected to have significant abilities to expand Michigan's consumer protection laws. In a divided 4-3 Michigan Supreme Court, cleared the way for Attorney General Dana Nessel to continue investigating Eli Lilly's insulin pricing practices here in the state of Michigan. Attorney General Dana Nessel said, by overturning two decisions dating back more than two decades that narrowed the use of the Michigan Consumer Protection Act against corporations regulated by a state or federal agency, the act has been restored to its true original purpose, said Dana Nessel. Today's decision sets the foundation for a fair marketplace where honest businesses won't lose their customers to competitors who use deceptive or unfair tactics to game the system. We can once again protect parents being price gouged by baby formula, milk, and eggs at the grocery store, or swindled by deceptive used car contracts. Zach Rudat, director of the Michigan Alliance for Legal Reform, said the decision upends decades of settled case law, exposing workers and job providers alike to abusive litigation. Rudat urged the legislature to, quote, act now to codify the regulatory compliance exemption and restore clear, predictable standards for those already operating under extensive government oversight, end quote. Previously, the High Court, Michigan Supreme Court, overturned the 1999 Smith versus Global Life and the 2007 Liss versus Lewiston Richards rulings. which held that if a business or industry is generally regulated by a state or federal agency, it is effectively exempt from the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, even when accused of unfair or deceptive business conduct. The court held that those prior rulings improperly expanded the exemption beyond what the legislature had originally intended. Justice Noah Hood wrote for the majority, Smith and List cases essentially nullified all of the Michigan Consumer Protection Act's claims against wide swaths of industry sectors that would otherwise be subject to consumer protection claims, which is contrary to the original intent of the MCPA. Justice Kyra Bolden, the court's only former legislator, dissented, holding that Nessel lacked standing to bring her complaint because she's yet to file an enforcement action. As a result, Bolden said there was no actual legal controversy for the court to resolve. Well, Bolden went on to say the plaintiff has made a persuasive case that insulin products are expensive in the United States as compared to other countries, and that the system of pharmaceutical production and marketing results in pharmaceutical prices that are harmful to Americans that are in need of insulin. Well, that position was joined by Justice Brian Zara and Richard Bernstein. That's interesting. She went on to say the plaintiff has not shown with any specificity that the defendant has violated the Michigan Consumer Protection Act. Well, the majority, 4-3, disagreed, noting that Nessel petitioned for civil investigation subpoenas and that Eli Lilly hasn't challenged the probable cause finding a court made to authorize those subpoenas. Nessel, who previously argued the rulings misinterpreted a narrow exemption in the law, had blocked the state from investigating wrongdoing. They launched an investigation back January in 2022 into whether Eli Lilly engaged in price gouging for insulin. Of course, insulin is a life-saving medication used by diabetics. Later that year, an Ingham County judge ruled that the MCPA, Michigan Consumer Protection Act, could not apply to Lilly because insulin is regulated by the United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. The Michigan Court of Appeals upheld that decision. Well, Friday's decision doesn't decide whether Eli Lilly violated the Michigan Consumer Protection Act, but it only allows Nessel's investigation to continue. Well, a couple of folks commented on this ruling. Democrat Senator Sam Singh, who has led the way on legislation to protect consumers, called today's ruling a major win for the state and its citizens. Singh went on to say, today's Michigan Supreme Court affirmed what we've known for a long time, that Republican previous efforts to get our consumer protection laws as being illegal and unconstitutional. Well, now we're encouraging the House to pass his Senate Bill 134, which would remove these exemptions created by the Smith decision. Former Lieutenant Governor, President and CEO of the Small Business Association of Michigan, Brian Kelly, said today's ruling places a significant burden on Main Street businesses across the state. and he encouraged restoring the exemptions to preserve small businesses' ability to grow and compete. Justin Winslow, lobbyist, CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association, and Dr. Tom George, CEO of the Michigan State Medical Society, also called for codification of the exemptions. One of the Supreme Court justices, Hood, acknowledged that overturning Smith and List may open the door to increased litigation against businesses, but he noted it is not a compelling reason to retain these rulings. Pretty interesting Supreme Court decision. Another one, and you heard this at the top of the hour news, Michigan Supreme Court also did not stop the Line 5 tunnel project, but it did hold that state regulators need to conduct a more comprehensive environmental review. The court sent the matter back to the Michigan Public Service Commission to conduct additional consideration of how the proposed tunnel and the resulting extension of the Line 5's lifespan could affect the Great Lakes and other resources that are protected under public trust doctrine. The decision represents another partial delay for the Enbridge Energy's nearly decade-long fight to replace the section of Line 5 that crosses over top of the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac with a pipeline housed inside a tunnel beneath the lake bed. However, the court did not grant the opponent's request to overturn the Michigan Public Service Commission's decision December 1st, 2023, to approve the project. Spokesperson Ryan Duffy of Enbridge Energy said the Canadian-based company disagrees with the court's ruling and is disappointed by yet another delay for a project that has been under review now for nearly a decade. Folks, if they hadn't fought this thing, the tunnel would already be built and those pipelines would be ripped out. Unbelievable. Final segment of hour number one, final segment of hour number three, last segment of today's show, and we'll wrap up this story on the other side. Ryan Duffy had one more paragraph. We'll get it in the final segment. Final break of today. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment wrapping up this story. Supreme Court sending it back to the Michigan Public Service Commission to review the environmental impacts of the Line 5 Enbridge Tunnel Project. Spokesperson Ryan Duffy continued saying, placing Line 5 in a tunnel deep below the lake bed of the Straits of Mackinac would make an already safe pipeline even safer. Enbridge continues to review the opinion and assess our legal options, but one thing remains unchanged. Enbridge is fully committed to the safe and responsible operation of Line 5, incorporating enhanced safety measures in the Straits, and continuing to safeguard Michigan's natural resources now and for future generations. Well, the court's opinion came from Justice Elizabeth Welch, found that the Michigan Public Service Commission failed to consider the impacts on Michigan's public trust resources, including the Great Lakes and the public's right to use them for navigation, fishing, and recreation. We conclude that the Michigan Public Service Commission erred by not examining whether the replacement project would be the proximate cause of further environmental harms by extending Line 5's lifespan, wrote Welch, who's the former president of the Michigan League for Conservation Voters, a left-of-center environmental group. Prior to today's ruling, lower courts and the Michigan Public Service Commission concluded consideration of the public trust doctrine, stating that it belonged actually to other state agencies, but the Supreme Court disagreed. Justice Brian Zara, the court's lone Republican nominee, agreed the case should be returned to the Michigan Public Service for additional review related to specifically the public trust doctrine, but he dissented from the rest of the majority opinion. Zara simply said that the Michigan Public Service Commission's expertise should have been given some additional deference rather than the court's micromanaging, and he believed the majority's expanded scope of analysis under the Michigan Environmental Protection Act is poorly reasoned, illogical, and worse yet, creates a moral hazard. Well, Michigan Tribes, Earth Justice, as well as the Traverse City-based environmental group for Love of Water, now called Flow Water Advocates, asked the court to vacate the Michigan Public Service Commission's December 1st, 2023 approval of its permit for Enbridge and allow them to submit additional evidence so that the Michigan Public Service could make further analysis of the risk under the MEPA. Well, the court denied that request. The permit stays in place. However, they have to now review according to this public trust doctrine. So That's it. End of Michigan Supreme Court rulings that came out on Friday. Tomorrow's election day, folks. Pure and simple. If you haven't voted absentee yet, you haven't voted early yet, tomorrow's the day. The polls open at 7 before work. They stay open until 8 o'clock tomorrow night after work. Or maybe you can go during the day when it's not that busy. If you're in line tomorrow night before 8 o'clock, they must allow you to vote. They don't get to just close the doors. If you're standing outside in a line, you're in line, you get to vote. But one thing I want you to consider, Republicans, you need to get out and vote in mass tomorrow. This primary is not something for you to sit out. I'm asking you to vote for Perry Johnson to be the next governor candidate to run against Jocelyn Benson in November. We need an independent businessman capable of bringing millions of dollars to the race against Benson. Also, freeing up the money that donors and individuals who donate to Republican candidates down ballot can spend their money on those races, not the governor's race. If you go to PerryJohnson.com's website, look for a donate button. You won't find one. Perry said on this show March 5th, I got this. Keep your money, pay your bills, support other candidates. You don't need to support me. I got this. And that's the major reason, number one, biggest reason I'm supporting him. I voted for him. I'm not interested in a politician being the next governor of the state of Michigan. I want an outside businessman, and that's exactly who Perry Johnson is. And if you want to hear my interview I did with him this past Friday, text me PJ. Text me PJ, and I'll send you a link to the YouTube video I produced of that interview. You'll hear in Perry Johnson's own words why he needs to be at the top of the ticket to be able to save the state of Michigan. I believe him. I support him. I voted for him. And I would greatly appreciate if you guys would get out and vote. Even if you weren't planning on voting, get out and vote tomorrow for Perry Johnson for governor. Again, text me 10X. Or PJ, either one, and I'll send you the links. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow on Election Day, Tuesday, August 4th. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening.